Okay, right now on Twitter, dogs at airports helping stressed out holiday travelers are trending. Not that I'm looking. But this past year, social media trends became serious headlines. The shooting attack in Paris, Sandra Bland, who was pulled over for a lane change violation and ultimately committed suicide in jail, her story launching 1,000 hashtags. Danielle Belton of The Root has taken a look. And Danielle, you want to start with Rachel Dolezal, a former president of the Spokane, Washington chapter of the NAACP. Remind us.
Well, you know, essentially she, you know, helped develop this chapter of the NAACP in Spokane, and she was living as a black woman or a biracial woman, and her own parents outed her as being white. Dolezal, you know, as the NAACP president said, she had been targeted for harassment. There was some investigations about possible hate crimes, and all that got dropped the minute it came out that she was white, and it blew up all over social media. I mean, the story was just huge. It spawned so many hashtags on Twitter. There was Ask Rachel, a joking hashtag that kind of sought to test Dolezal's knowledge of blackness. And there was another one called Rachel's Mixtape that saw users make up of fake album titles for an imagined mixtape for Rachel, like the Black or White album, which was like a play on Jay-Z's record. And If You're Reading This, It's Too Fake, which is a play on Drake's recent release.
Here, Rachel Dolezal is speaking in June with Matt Lauer on the Today Show about, you know, her hopes of what might come out of the whole dust up.
The discussion is really about what it is to be human. And I hope that that really can drive at the core of definitions of race, ethnicity, personal agency, and ultimately empowerment.
And Danielle, again, there you are at The Root. What did African-American America say through social media to that, this idea that, well, this is about, you know, personal agency, what you choose to be?
I think people thought that she was delusional. And, you know, the fact that she was, you know, claiming blackness when she isn't, in fact, not black. I mean, we don't make up these rules. Race is a social construct. But we live in the United States of America where race has been a huge issue, you know, almost since the country's inception, in order to separate people from one another. For her just to sit there and say, well, I think I'm black, therefore I am. Mm. It was insulting to people.
It's like Bill Clinton can be called the first black president, but he better not say, I am black.
Those words better not come out of his mouth.
Right there. Okay, well, so there's that big story you remind us. Now to Cecil the Lion, shot and killed in Zimbabwe by a Minnesota dentist, Walter Palmer. We spoke recently on Here and Now about how the U.S. Wildlife Agency is changing some of its rules about bringing animal trophies into the country because of that shooting. But just remind us of how it grew online.
Well, essentially, you know, you have Walter Palmer. He's an American dentist and recreational game hunter who pays $50,000 to hunt and kill a lion. And the story just blew up with the Cecil the Lion hashtag, where people were just outraged. They were really just insulted. You had a lot of people who love lions. Lions are majestic. They're beautiful. And it was so big that a backlash actually started to form online among Africans and African-Americans, were just like, wait, people are more upset about a dead lion than they are actually about dead Africans. That was one of the best responses to it, was a New York Times article by Goodwill. I'm going to mispronounce his last name. I believe it's Nzu, who he is from Zimbabwe. And he talked about how in Zimbabwe, we don't cry over the death of lions because lions often terrorize people and their livestock. And he wrote, "We Zimbabweans are left shaking our heads, wondering why Americans care more about African animals than about African people."
Mm. So it just really, from one hunter's picture of his trophy, it just really took off and started all those conversations. And by the way, we should say that, you know, the lions in Africa are many endangered or at least threatened. But then there's the story of the teenager, the ninth grader, arrested in North Texas for building a homemade clock.
Yes.
And his teachers worried that it would be mistaken for a bomb. He was arrested. Police later described that as a complete misunderstanding. This story also spent a lot of its life online.
Yes. I mean, almost immediately after the story kind of blew up online, people started tweeting the "I stand with Ahmed" hashtag. It got to the point where even the president's Twitter, you know, joined in and he tweeted about what had happened to Ahmed, resulting in him eventually visiting the White House. And it also got a discussion going about how students are profiled, especially black and brown students. And in this case, you have a young man who was profiled because he was Muslim, that he was profiled as a terrorist.
But what's happened? How did this story end, at least for now?
Well, for one, he's left the country. He moved to Qatar. And all that's really left is that his family is demanding $15 million in compensation and written apologies from the local mayor and police chief in Irvine over how he was treated, or face action in civil court.
That's Daniel Belton, associate editor at The Root. Daniel, thanks so much.
That's no problem.
So we'd love to hear your nominee for social media story of 2015. What about the hashtag Love Wins after the Supreme Court ruling on same-sex marriage? Let us know your nominee at hereandnow.org.